Welcome to TH Radio. Today's programme is presented by me, Lexi,
Zoe,
Olivia,
Jess,
Lily,
Edward,
Sunny,
and me, Georgia. This morning's show is all about staying safe. Coming up, we get into the groove with our car safety rap.
We get top advice on safety from our local police officer.
And we have a very tricky mystery sound for you to identify.
But first, we've been finding out why it is so important to stay safe around cars and talking to our parents and friends about their experiences.
Did you know that road accidents are the biggest killer of young people in the UK? More than half of these accidents involve children who are walking or cycling.
A lot of accidents are caused by grown-ups getting distracted when they are driving. Sometimes children don't realise that they are causing the trouble. We thought it was so important to get this message across that we've created a safety wrap. Here it is.
Here our message, short and sweet. Safety in the car, all told to a bit.
Hey bro, please, please don't shout. The driver of the car could crash, no doubt.
Hey mom, please, please don't text. You don't know what might happen next.
Hear our message, short and sweet. Safety in the car, all told to a beat.
Listen up dad, don't eat and drive. You may get distracted and never arrive.
Hey little sis, keep your belt in place. Wanna make this car a real safe space.
Hear our message, short and sweet. Safety in the car, all told to a beat.
Sit right down and put your seatbelt on. Whatever you do, don't get this wrong.
Don't eat or drink when you're in the car. Keep an eye out around you and you'll see far.
Hear our message, short and sweet. Safety in the street or cold to a beat.
When you want to cross the road, make sure you know the green cross code.
Don't play Pokemon Go on your phone. You might just step out into the road.
Hear our message, short and sweet. Safety in the street or cold to a beat. Safety, safety, safety.
It's not just roads that can be dangerous. Being careful around water is also really important. We interviewed Lexi and Ed about their experiences in swimming pools.
Have you had a bad experience in the pool?
Yeah, one at home when I didn't really know how to swim, my brother chucked me in, but I've had one at school in the leisure centre.
What happened at the leisure centre?
I was swimming and my friend accidentally pushed me into the water. She didn't know what was going to happen, but I just went into the water.
How did you feel when you knew this was serious?
I felt a bit scared and terrified. What was going to happen?
Did you hurt yourself?
No, but I was a bit scared and I kept on panicking and I was throwing up water.
Can you describe what you saw and did you see anybody coming for help?
The lifeguard tried to get a float but he broke it, so he had to come in and get me from the water.
Did you learn anything from that situation?
Yeah, when you're like near a friend and they're trying to swim, don't be right next to them so their arm gets you under the water.
Have you ever had a bad experience near water?
Yes, I have, at the blind school. My brother kicked me and when I was practicing my diving and I fell right to the bottom of the deep end.
What happened next?
Well, my brother got told off and he got grounded for a week.
How did you feel?
I felt scared because I thought that I was going to drown when I was at the bottom of the deep end.
What have you learned?
to never practice my diving when my brother is at the swimming pool with me.
So if you're near water in the Easter holiday, have fun but be careful. This was the key message we learnt from PC Katie Herndon Fellows, who is a police safety officer. We asked her for advice on playing safely.
If you're playing near your house, you've got to make sure that your parents or guardians know where you are. And usually they'd like to see you from the window so they could have you in eyeshot, just in case you have any problems or need them. And also, you should never go in the road. It's very dangerous. So do not play ball games in the road.
What are the most common things you see children doing that aren't safe?
Sometimes, when crossing the road, some children don't look and they run across the road, and that's dangerous, isn't it? And if there's a crossing nearby, sometimes I see children not using the crossing and just thinking that they can cross where it isn't safe and run where they may fall.
What is the best way to get help if you need it?
If it's outside school, and say for example you were lost, then there's different things you do. Stay where you are for a short time and call out the person's name. Smaller children might say, "Mummy, Mummy," but there might be lots of mummies in the shop. So you say, "I don't know, my name's Katie, Katie," and if no one answers, after a short while, no one comes back, then you go to a safe person, like a shopkeeper. Or if the police are around, then you can come and ask us for help too.
What made you inspired to be a police lady?
From when I was little, I've always liked to talk to people and try to help people. And in my job now, this is a job where you help people every day. It may be dealing with a big incident where someone's been hurt, or just a small thing where just a few kind words can help someone get through the day.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
This week we've recorded a special mystery sound that's related to our theme on safety. Can you guess what it is? If you know, put your hand up at the end of the show.
That's it for today's show. We hope you've learnt something about keeping safe. We want our message to stick in your brains, so we're ending our show with some more raps on staying safe near water.
My name is Sonny Wood and I'm no fool. It's about being safe near the swimming pool. It's best not to jump in case you get a bump, and it's best not to flip in case you have a slip. There's no need to dash when you're having a splash, so don't muck around, stay safe and sound.
Hey bro, don't run, else you'll slip. Oh no, I've forgotten my swimming kit. Make sure you go in the shallow end. If you're good, it depends. Follow the rules and stay safe in the pool.
Hey, listen to me. These are the top tips on water safety. If you are by a river or a lake, take all this in or make a mistake. Don't run, because in the end, it won't be fun. Don't run at the side of the pool, otherwise you might just slip and fall. Make sure you know which side of the pool you're in. If you're in the deep end, make sure you can swim. If you see a lifeguard, it's safe to swim. But if there's not, then don't get in.
Please, please, listen to me. Wear a life jacket when you go to sea. When you're by a river, don't go in, or you will shiver and shiver. Please, please, listen to me. Water safety is your very first key.
If you think you're a good swimmer, never go jump in a river, cause the cold might kill you as you've ended up with hypothermia. Even in the summer, when the sun is out, don't be fooled by the river, just keep out. Even if the river looks slow, it still might be running fast below. So stay safe at all times, and as the river can be unkind. Yeah.